When someone who's injured or sick needs blood, medical providers can clot the blood or increase blood pressure to buy some time before they can get a patient to the hospital. But LifeMed flight paramedic Angela Nimi says when it comes down to it, no amount of saline solution or clotting medication will save someone who needs a transfusion.
I mean, you'll watch a person just kind of bleed out and die in front of you, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, in the past,
Nimi has worked as a paramedic for LifeMed for about 8 years, five of which she spent at the Unalaska Dutch Harbor base. She says having access to blood on the island, which is about a 3-hour flight from Anchorage, is a huge deal for providers and patients.
Yeah, there's just lots of times when you've watched a patient just wish you could give them some blood because you know if you had blood products, you could, you know, for lack of better words, nurse them through to get them to a doctor, to get them to a surgeon and an OR suite where they can get what they ultimately need. But because you don't have those blood
LifeMed has been working with the Blood Bank of Alaska to improve access to blood products in remote areas of the state for roughly the last 5 years. But it wasn't until last April that the company was able to get units of blood beyond its headquarters in Anchorage to Unalaska. It was the first of the 7 LifeMed bases outside of Anchorage to carry blood products. Prior to that, the nearest blood LifeMed providers had access to was in Kodiak. Now, when patients on the island need blood, Nimi and her crew pull 2 units of Type O out of what she calls an astronomically expensive refrigerator at their home base in the Unalaska Valley. Then they throw it in a black refrigerated carrying case labeled human blood.
It's kind of cool. We're pretty specific about how we pack it. We've just thrown some blood tubing and saline in here because you need these to administer it. But there it is.
Wow. There it is.
That's it.
Nimi pulls the case out of her car, lays it on the runway, and casually pops it open, revealing the small dark bags. But as LifeMed Clinical Services Director Eric Lewis points out, there's very few people in the state who have access to this precious resource outside of a hospital or blood bank.
We're the only medevac team that stores blood at our remote bases and carries it on each transport.
The Blood Bank of Alaska is the only blood bank in the state. LifeMed is the only first responder flight team that carries and transports blood on its flights, and it only has 3 bases where it actually stores blood products: Anchorage, the Wolf Lake Helicopter Base in the Mat-Su Valley, and Unalaska Dutch Harbor. Lewis says part of the reason that blood is scarce in remote places is that it's really tricky to get access to it. It's even tougher to transport.
So it gets packed in special boxes, checked in and checked out. When it exchanges hands, it's very much like it as a medication that we document, you know, who signed it out to who. We keep track of each blood unit number and how long it was out of the refrigerator and in the cooler, the date and time that it goes into the refrigerator, which also...
Lewis says the units have to be replaced every 3 weeks. If they're not used, they're returned to the Blood Bank of Alaska, assuming all documentation is sound. He says all of that tracking, the special equipment like sensors and cameras on refrigerators, and the frequent transport of the blood products makes it expensive. The company also has to work with several regulatory agencies in order to store and transport blood. But what makes this particularly challenging, and what keeps more first responders from getting access to blood, he says, is that Alaska just doesn't have a whole lot of donors.
Another reason why we were slow to open up at other bases is they didn't have a lot of volunteer donors. They didn't have an unlimited supply of blood to give us because blood has a fairly limited shelf life, and it wasn't like they had a large back stock. So they were able to...
Lewis says they're working to expand the reach of their miniature blood bank system to other rural areas in Alaska. And those efforts are appreciated by staff at clinics in isolated areas like the Aleutians. Sarah Spelsberg is a physician assistant that often works at Unalaska's Ululuk Family and Health Services Clinic.
So the clinic has never really been in a position where we could manage and monitor something like that. And so to have LifeMed having that resource on island is a pretty incredible gift.
To find out more about the precious resource of blood or to learn about becoming a donor, visit the Blood Bank of Alaska's website. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Okay. I just want to like poke it.
Yeah. Go for it. You can't do anything to it. I shake it sometimes.